But I could tell you about each song.
Sure.
God of the Sun, that one, the opening track, 11 minutes, that one was really Derek's baby. That one is mostly him that he wrote parts to, and crazy stuff. I love the middle part. It reminds me of the Planet of the Apes original soundtrack.
That's awesome.
Like every time we were recording and listening back to it and everything, we were just quoting things from the movie.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Coming Home, Van Halen inspired, Who inspired, kind of classic. What else? Signs of the Time, that's one of my favorites. Good heavy song with good kind of fusion-y moments in the middle. Same with Labyrinth. Definitely has some very good proggy moments. I like the proggy moments. I do. I'm thinking the proggy moments. We need more proggy moments. We need to just take that shit to the next level. Let's see. Live, really nice song. That's one that Billy came up with verses, and we just built off of that and turned the whole thing into that song. Has a lot of nice space to it. Lost in Oblivion, another good kind of heavy one.
Mm-hmm.
Just good energy. Figaro's Horror, Derek's keyboard solo. And I would say Derek is one of the best guitar players that plays keyboards. Like if you listen to his keyboards, it's like he's like the best guitar player, only he's playing on keyboards.
Oh, wow.
And then you have Divine Addiction, which to me is like a good, very Deep Purple inspired kind of song to it, somewhere between Deep Purple and Led Zeppelin. And then finishing with Maximus, just another progorific thing. Some nice little moments in that one too.
Mm-hmm.